laborers being taken just as surely as if they were just off of a slaver ship, that we are merely, you know, pawns, that we're being milked, and like the herd, we're being taken for our labor, for our rights. Our fundamental rights are being taxed when there's absolutely no law that allows that to be done. And if there were a law, the Constitution wouldn't allow that law to be implemented. So let's stand up. Let's find our hind legs. Let's get it now, because we may not be able to get it later. We may not have enough freedom left. We don't know how long it'll be before the government figures out how to control and stifle the use of the Internet. While we still have these tools and while we still have some freedom of speech, we need to speak up. And so until next week, this is Tom Cryer. God bless each and every one of you.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Today we have a lot of things that we are going to tackle. First of all, let me congratulate our own Tom Cryer for winning his lawsuit against the IRS. And only when you stand up, of course, you know, the fight has not ended, as you have heard him speaking a while ago. That's just the beginning. And for everybody, you will get there. It's not always, but normally you will get there. Anyhow, I enjoyed the last couple of days speaking on with Mark Glenn on Michael Piper's show. We have tackled a few issues, especially Christianity and Islam. That's not what we're going to talk about today, but just wanted to mention a couple of things that, you know, I always maintained that Islam is not a new religion, but it's a continuation to something that started all the way back with Abraham, and including Moses, everybody else, and Jesus. And I always maintained that Muslims also believe that the end of time will come when Jesus comes back to earth. Some of you may be surprised. Back down to earth. Actually, they're waiting for Jesus. And, you know, somebody mentioned that, you know, there's a difference between Christianity and Islam. Of course there is a difference. You know, there's a difference between Christians themselves. Not everybody believes in the same thing. And so if Muslims believe exactly 100% what Christians believe, they will be Christians. And if Christians believe 100% of what Muslims believe, they will be Muslims. But that's why we have Muslims and Christians, and we are both taught to tolerate other religions. It is, at least for Muslims, they are to respect other religions. You know, it's interesting that we... are thinking about instituting the draft. Of course, it has been on the table for a long time, but now it is being talked about more, or talked of more and more in the news and in the higher circles of our government. But at the same time, we have news that Jewish kids are going to Israel and joining the IDF. The Israeli Defense Forces. Well, we'll continue with this after the break, and we'll see if this makes any sense. So we'll be right back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, the radio show, as compared to the TV show, Current Issues TV show, that you can catch on broadband on the internet by going to www.currentissues.tv, and you will see a lot of the interviews that we have made on that TV, and also you can watch it live. If you go on, we are live on Tuesday evening at 7:30 Central Time, and Thursday at 6:30 Central Time, you will be able to watch our TV show. Before the break, ladies and gentlemen, I was talking about that we are, our leaders are talking about reinstituting the draft, which we'll probably need to, and we're going to have to if we continue on this warmongering path that we are on. But the funny thing is that Fox News is not reporting on that Israeli or Jewish, American Jewish kids that are going over to Israel and joining the IDF. Now, this is not something new. American Jews have went to Israel and joined the Israeli army. It's not something new, and no one should be shocked. But the shocking thing, at a time when our country is trying to get to join the army, we just don't have enough people. But yet, these Jewish, they don't want to join the American army, but they want to go and join the Israeli army, and they're still called Americans. And but you know, why blame them? Because we do have other in the government who think of Israel first, and then the United States second, or probably third or last. It's the same leaders that took us to war against Iraq. And speaking of war against Iraq, I am going to read something that was written way back in November 2001. And it said, ulterior motives have always played a part in the foreign policy of almost every nation throughout history. Iraq has been uncooperative with the UN world order and remains independent of Western control of its oil reserves. Unlike Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, this is why she has been bombed steadily for the last 11 years by the United States and Britain. My guess is that in the not-too-distant future, so-called proof will be provided that Saddam Hussein was somehow partially responsible for the attacks in the United States. And it will be irresistible then for the United States to retaliate against him. This will greatly and dangerously expand the war and provoke even greater hatred toward the United States. Even today, the current crisis threatens the overthrow of every puppet pro-Western Arab leader from Egypt to Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. Iran and Russia will not be pleased with this move. The United States troops, well, the United States has troops in 141 countries, engaged in every conceivable conflict with 250,000 troops stationed abroad. Well, this was part of a speech, ladies and gentlemen, back on November 29th, 2001, by Ron Paul. Yes, the same United States Republican Congressman Ron Paul that is running for president now. So Ron Paul, back in November 2001, knew exactly that we had no business in going to war against Iraq. And he knew exactly what will happen if we do. Of course, Ron was not the only one to know that, but Ron was one of those brave men and women that had spoke out against the war from the beginning and tried to expose the reality behind and the people behind this war. Fox News trying to dig up any dirt on Ron Paul, so they are telling us in a story, it was reported by Brit Hume on the Brit Hume show, they're trying to dig up any dirt about Ron Paul. They can't find anything, so they found a story saying that Ron Paul had requested $400 million earmarked to his state of Texas for several projects. And one of the a part of that money would go to market wild American shrimp. So $8 million of that money was earmarked to go for marketing wild American shrimp, and $2.3 million to pay for research into shrimp fishing, and Fox News making it look like as he's stealing or something, or he's doing something inappropriate here. Well, that's what a congressman's supposed to do. Use the money for research, use the money for project in his own states. That's what every congressman and every senator supposed to be pushing for his state and for his constituents. But Fox News think it's somehow they're twisting this story to make it look like that he's corrupt, he's doing something wrong. Well, you're going to have to try again, Fox News. You know, I'm really beginning, and this is something I want people to I want people's opinion on. Let me throw out the number, the call-in number. It's 800-313-9443. I want to know if you think that Ron Paul will get the nomination, and also if you think that probably Ron Paul would have done much better if he was not part of the Republican Party. And the reason I'm saying this, I'm not saying that the Republican Party, you know, it doesn't really matter in my book which party you belong to, if it's the Republicans or the Democrats. We in this country, even though we still pride ourselves on our political system, but unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, I can guarantee you this was not the system that our forefathers had envisioned. They probably did not know that both parties will end up being taken hostage to those who have money and those who control the media and those who basically those with the big buck to control. our congressmen and women. We'll tackle this issue when we come back. 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5099. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095. Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Hisham Tilawi, and you're listening to Current Issues. I believe we have Alan from Texas on the line. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, good afternoon. In answering your questions, no, I don't think Ron Paul will get the nomination, although I'm going to keep working for him and financially and otherwise and help him out all I can, because obviously he is getting education out there on the Constitution. But what I fear is that if he does make too much headway, the same thing will happen to him as what happened to Pat Buchanan in 2000. Remember when he had some success in New Hampshire, and immediately the walls came tumbling down. And the Republican Party establishment people just immediately went on a character assassination of Pat Buchanan. And I think they would be even far worse for Ron Paul, because, I think Pat Buchanan's politics pale in comparison to Ron Paul. I fear a little bit for Ron Paul's life. I pray for him all the time.
Now, you're bringing up an excellent point, but so there is no hope that one day the people will be able to elect their president. And I say their president compared to someone that is being shoved down our throat. It doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat. And the question that presents itself now is, Ron Paul probably will do better if he is not within the Republican Party. What do you think?
Well,
if he runs as an independent.
You know, the problem is there is that the two-party system, the Democratic and Republican Party system, have a lock on the Electoral College, see? So let's look back to when Ross Perot got, 19 million votes, but zero electoral votes. Not
right.
That I was any fan of Ross Perot. I wasn't. But the point is, he got, 19 million votes, but it didn't mean, it did not change anything in the Electoral College. And I think until people are educated on the Electoral College and how that works and the two-party system and how much destruction that this has done to the Republic, I think I think we're making headway, is slowly but surely, and I'm not a fatalist, and I do believe someday it will turn around. It may not be in my lifetime. Hopefully, it will be in my children's lifetime. But we've got a long way to go.
I agree with you. I appreciate it, Alan. Thanks for the call.
I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. Thanks. Alan brings up an excellent point about the Electoral College, which a lot of people, as a matter of fact, don't understand how it works. And this two-party system, it was never in the Constitution that we are to have a two-party system, but we found ourselves having this two-party system. And you cannot recall the president's name, but where he won in the popular vote but failed in the Electoral College. I guess a couple of people, delegates, changed their votes or something. I don't know. I forgot, but I remember that from my college days. The number is 800-313-9443 if you would like to join into on this conversation. If you would like to weigh on, and I'm thinking that probably Ron Paul, since he is not going to, nobody believes that he will have the nomination, and I agree with Alan. I am supporting Ron Paul 100% because he's the only one that I see that can make. Even though I am continuing with this march with Ron, but I know he's not going to get to the finish. I don't want to burst anyone's bubble out there, but we live in reality. Now, we can bury our heads in politics and bury our heads in whatever, because we feel good about it and we want to see our man making it, but yet there are other forces that are much, much bigger than you. That are in play here, and I really think, in my opinion, and I'm not an expert here, but it's just a personal opinion, just like any one of you who has an opinion, that probably Ron would do much better as an independent. But then we come to the Electoral College, that will be the problem, and maybe it's time to look into the Electoral College if we are to get out of this mess that we are that we find ourselves in, and because our political system, ladies and gentlemen, is hijacked big time. And it really does not matter who do we go and vote for. Maybe we need to start a movement, and I'm not suggesting anything here. I'm just talking. Just your next-door neighbor talking to you. Maybe we need to stop
voting if we can't get things changed through this Congress that we have, and we can't change the laws, and we can't change and amend the Constitution to fit our time. Because when the Constitution... Okay, there's the music, so we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Listening to Current Issues, and we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. What I was saying before the break is probably leaving the Republican Party is not an option, which leaves the people in a dilemma that those who know how it works know that he probably will not get the nomination. And not probably, almost a for sure thing, unless people somehow in the next 2 years start coming together from both parties to change things. But then there are the forces that we have to deal with out there that probably don't want Ron Paul as a president. And these are the forces that don't really matter. It doesn't really matter to them who become president and from which party, because they normally they will push the president that they know will fulfill their objectives, and it depends on what their objective is in 2008, then we don't know. That's when they're going to start pushing one presidential candidate over the other. And the last thing I was saying is, well, maybe if we stop going to the polls, maybe if we stop going to vote for these people that they shove down our throat, is that a solution? Well, I'm sure a lot of you will say, no, that is not a solution. Well, probably is not a solution, but it's something that should be at least considered. If possible, that somehow we have a huge movement to force the people that we have in office now to change the laws, to make it more of a fair playing field, because it is not. By all means, the people don't elect. A democracy, that means the people elect their officials. In our democracy, the people do not elect their officials. They select their officials from a list that has already been approved by the handlers, and you select one of those people who are already being bought and paid for. So we do not have a democracy. Now we need to bring it back to be a democracy and bring it back to where actually the people will elect their officials. How is that going to happen when the media is 100% controlled? It doesn't matter what movement we are going to start. It will always, once it starts being strong enough to make a difference, then they will attack it. Now, they will let people down at the bottom say whatever the heck they want to and, you know, get it out of your chest. Yeah, freedom of speech. Say whatever you want, because when you're not affecting that many minds, it doesn't matter. They got 99% of the population. That's fine with them. That's plenty enough for them. Only when we as people start getting together with ideas, we're not talking about joining a group, we're talking about ideas. Start talking about these ideas with your neighbors. We're not talking about saving the country in the next two elections or three. We're not talking about saving the country in our lifetimes. What has the damage that has been taking place in the country, it will take probably a couple of centuries, just as long as it took to damage it. It's going to take longer to fix it. Excuse me. I know they have this cough button here, but wasn't fast enough. Anyhow, so if you try to do something and you get a little bit of strength, they're going to start attacking you because they own the media. And he who owns the media owns your brains. So these people own the media, they own the government, they own our officials. And so you're telling me what? We are screwed? Yeah, we are. Our political system, and I'm going to repeat it, our political system has been hijacked. It doesn't really matter what we do. It does not matter who do we go and elect. It is not going to be fixed unless we fix it on top. It needs to be fixed all the way on top. But you know what? They know that probably 10% of the population, or probably a lot less than that, pay attention to political stuff. The majority of people out there, those who go to vote, they feel good about themselves. You know, it's an American to go and vote, not knowing what the heck they're doing, but they feel good that, oh, it's my right as an American. You know, it's like you are only an American when you go to vote. But what about taking care of America? What about thinking for America? What about protecting America? America is going down the drain as we speak because of this horrible war that we allowed these people to be handled by others. Have you purchased a loaf of bread lately? Do you realize how much money you need just to live on these days? Have you noticed how much a gallon of milk went up? Do you realize that since 2 years ago, the dollar lost 33% of its value? If you keep your grocery receipts, just go look at how much you paid for a loaf of bread a year ago and how much you're paying for it now, and you will see what I'm talking about. See how much you're paying for gas. That's not just because the oil companies, the greedy oil companies, wants to make money. No. Look at what's happening in the stock market. Did you realize what happened yesterday? I suggest everyone who has money in the stock market to pay close attention to the stock market. Maybe you want to start. I don't want to give any financial advice here. I think it's against the law if you are not certified to give it. But just a friendly advice, you might want to pay close attention to what's going on in the stock market in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So I think our forefathers, they probably predicted that it's going to come one day when the Constitution they wrote will be a problem. So they put in these safety relief valves built in to the Constitution just in case if one area goes haywire, at least maybe the other area will have that relief valve and so it will not explode. And I think that's why they had given us the Second Amendment, which basically to take care of the problem. To know any better. That's the problem. Our people are not. Any better. I never. Okay, I guess we got cut off. And okay, very good. I don't know. I was told that we were breaking up, so I don't know what you have heard and what you did not hear and how long we have been breaking up. But what I was talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have a serious problem on our hands, and it will not be taken care of by just going and electing someone, even if it's Ron Paul. We still have the media to deal with, and the media is supposed to be the people's eyes on the government. It's supposed to be the fourth power. It's supposed to be the fourth division of our powers that the Constitution had given. And but unfortunately, it is also being captured. And unless you support
stations like this one and you support. See, right now we live in the golden age of freedom. And I'll tell you why. Because we have the internet right now. We have the internet. People can see the truth. But we who are on the internet, we don't have much support from you, the people. It's not that there's not enough people on the internet. Yeah, there are a lot of people on the internet. But how many of them would go and listen to a political program? The phone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. If you would like to participate in the conversation here of what do you think the solutions for the country? Because the voting for somebody is not going to be the is not going to be the solution. The solution would have to take years and years. It might take 100 years. This is a fight. This is a fight for America. This is the liberation. This is the independence. Because right now we are a captured nation. Right now we are an occupied nation. Right now we are a defeated people, not country, people. Because when our highest leadership cannot think and act for the people and on behalf of the people, then we are captured. And voting is not going to be the solution. Look at all the TV stations from Fox to CNN to, you know, they all worried about and they all, you know, 24 hours a day of what Obama said and what Hillary Clinton said and what Giuliani is going to do and what Rush Limbaugh is doing and what, you know, what's the nonsense of this? I have not heard anybody actually talking about the real problem here, that it doesn't matter who is sitting in that chair. That chair has been bought. That chair has been paid for. And until we change this system, and we're not going to change the system by electing the same people that they continue to shove down our throats, it is time that you take things in your own hand. And I'm not saying to go back to the Second Amendment. I am saying to start thinking about what needs to be done. Start spreading the word that the mainstream media is not allowing us to spread, that there is a huge problem with our political system. There's a huge problem with our country. We need to be independent. We are not. We need to be liberated. We are not. Our men and women are taken to fight a war that we have nothing to do with. And it's not just that we don't have nothing to do with. It is not good for us. It's a war that has destroyed our society in the last 5 years. Think about how much money we spent on this war. We can build a lot of bridges. We can send a lot of people to college to get an education. We can educate our people. We can spend on the people's media. Imagine if we have the money to reach the millions, to reach the masses, to wake them up. And you should ask yourself this question: why people with money, media with money, run the same agenda? Of course, you know, they might give you they might give it to you in a different way. You might call them liberal or conservative. You might say Rush Limbaugh, or you might say Bill or whoever. It's still the same thing packaged differently, the same idea packaged differently. It doesn't matter if it's coming from CNN or if it's coming from ABC or if it's coming from Fox. It's still the same. This is the type of media that we need to support. And I'm asking everyone out there to please help support RBN and help support Current Issues TV and radio. We can reach a lot more people if we have the means to do it. We can have
different types of programs. If we have the, we can have different, we can use the a better use of technology if we have the means to do it. But we don't. And we are the independent media. We are the freedom fighters. We are the truth that you need to hear. We spend days and nights and hours and hours and hours researching and speaking to bring you the truth. And all we ask is we need your help. If you are in this fight with us, and I hope that all of you are in this fight with us, we have to grow. We have to become bigger. We have to spread the word more and more. And don't expect anything overnight. Just like I said, this is a movement. Voting will not help us. You know, it's like they make our minds busy for like 2 years. Who's going to be the president? And what does it matter who's the president? It does not. I care less of who the president is. We'll be right back, and we still have another hour to go. And hope to hear from everyone out there. So we'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
are back. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the next couple of minutes, of course, this is the last period in the program, and remember, we still have another hour to go. Just want to make an announcement. Of course, most of you know that one of our heroes passed away last week, Jack Otto, who was a host on this network. His program ran from on Saturdays from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, Radically Right, the name of his program. Unfortunately, it's with great sadness that we, Taylor, and I'm sure you have heard about him. He passed away last Saturday, like an hour after his program. You can see how stressful having to prepare for a show and having to produce a show. And but that's anyhow. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, from 8 to 10, John Stadmiller will be sitting in for our fallen hero, Jack Otto. And it will be a memorial for Jack Otto. John Stadmiller will be sitting in from 8 to 10. Don't miss that. I hope all of you will rejoin us at that time with John Stadmiller. Okay, we have a couple of minutes left for the second second hour, and I just want to wrap it up. Let me give the 800 number again, that if you would like to join us and talk about this or talk about anything else, I don't really care at this time what you want to talk about. We'll talk about what you had for lunch today. The number is 800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. And, of course, it's a little bit too late now to call, but get ready, dial the number for the second hour. If you have any news or something that you, want to comment on, there's a lot of things in the news. Of course, a lot of you heard about the guy that sued and won 800 flowers because he sent flowers to his mistress. And thanks to the Internet, his wife was able to see the receipt and see the note that he had written to send to his mistress. So be careful, all of you out there, especially on the Internet. As a matter of fact, there's no you can't hide anymore. Everything you do, as soon as you get on that thing, a lot of people can and will know exactly where you've been and where you went. And as soon as, by the way, you know, sometimes when you send emails to people, you think you're just sending it to that person. Nope. All emails, anything that leaves your computer is fair game to anyone. So be careful using that computer, and be careful where you go, because, you know, right now you can get in trouble for visiting some website. We'll talk about this, as a matter of fact, in the second hour of how to protect yourself in the in this age of digital information. Anyhow, we will be back in a couple of minutes. This is Hisham Tilawi, and we'll see you in the next hour.
It's true.